It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting suspended for your tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
You can join the chat room by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. You can call it now if you want. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosebud. I'm joined by Pippi Hooks.
Hi, everybody.
And the not-quite-atoning Joe Curry, who will be here soon. Well, he's not. Oh, now you have sound effects.
I do.
It's impressive when you do it in the music. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. I love that. All of a sudden, I was like, "What's going on over there?"
We had all sorts of noises.
I know. I looked over and I'm like, "What?"
Just decided to have fun with the soundboard.
That's okay. I enjoy it.
On the show, Detective Dave calls in talking about two stories about the police. One is a policeman's put on leave for a tattoo, which is an anti-government tattoo.
Interesting, yeah.
And a policeman who liked pro-KKK posts on social media has been suspended.
I can't wait to hear Dave's take on this. He's always got a really good, not always expected take on things.
What is your expected take?
No, I don't have an expected take on this exactly, but I mean, we've talked about other things like that. I would think
Dave is a nuanced individual.
He is.
That's why I bring him back.
No, you know what? No, he's excellent.
He's a good guest.
He is, because, you know, I think some people are just like, you know, fuck the police. They're always going to be hard line. But he has a very nuanced take. I like that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I genuinely like to get his input on things. I think he puts a different spin on things.
Yeah, he's very thoughtful about the topic. Yeah,
so Dave will be joining us later on. We'll be scamming the scammers with Jane.
Yes, my soaps.
Yes. And we're going to record a demo for a political show live on the air. So, you know what? Let me just put a political show together, put this out there. I was talking to somebody in the industry. So that means we'll be taking quick breaks like we did in the day.
Yeah.
We'll do it clean.
Oh, my.
Joe will have the little clock. But, so we'll be doing that. So the working title for that is Politics Done Right, Left, and Center.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
So the topics for that, tried to make it interesting, tried to see how it's going to go. What are my topics for that? Elizabeth Warren has a new ad out, and she hit on a lot of things that we've heard another famous politician talk about.
Yes.
So get everybody's reaction to that. Also, Dana Loesch. The spokeswoman for the NRA, she's not just going after you snowflakes anymore. She's taking on Thomas the Tank Engine. So, yes, the one from the kids show. We'll talk about that.
Oh, good.
What else do I got? I got to find my little notes there.
Get the big notes.
There we go. Oh, the president denies the 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico. He might be our first hurricane truther. I look forward to Joe's take on that. I never know where Joe's going to come down on it.
I know. I want to hear what he has to say, too.
Nike stocks. We'll tell you what happened after that big boycott. Everybody burned their sneakers. Yeah. Let you know how that
Just worked. Burn it!
And we'll update you on the Kavanaugh thing, the Judge Kavanaugh. It's really blown up in the past.
It's changing by the hour.
It really is. So by the time you listen on podcast, it might be completely irrelevant.
I know.
Or it might be very prescient. I don't know. And it's only like a 7.5 minute segment.
Maybe we should make predictions.
We could do that in the segment. So we'll talk about that. And Donald Trump Jr., I don't know if you saw that. Did you see what Donald Trump Jr. did?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll definitely talk about that. Did you see that from my Facebook page?
Yes.
That's my Facebook page. It's called a news feed, baby. And I give you all the news that's fit to feed.
I eat all the news that's fit to eat.
It was a little unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. And again, now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that a couple years ago, maybe a year or so ago, we did a mock draft of Republicans and Democrats. Pip and I were picking Democrats for our super team.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Joe and Kevin Israel were picking for the Republicans.
Right.
And one of Joe's number one or number two picks was Don Jr. Joe felt Don Jr. was going to be a star in the Republican Party. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
It was like either a first or second round pick. Joe took him really high in the draft.
I think that was pretty much before we really knew these people.
Well.
Or heard them speak a lot.
Joe, or maybe Joe did and he's still happy with it. I never know how Joe's going to come down on something. That's what I like about Joe. He's completely unpredictable.
Yes.
So I don't, much like Detective Dave, although without the nuance. Although sometimes Joe is very nuanced. I can't even say that.
I know.
So
no.
I don't know what Joe's going to say, but it would be kind of interesting after we read that story to see if he's still like a number one or number two round draft pick.
What always throws me about Joe is that sometimes, you know, I think that he's just like, no, I'm entrenched in this position and there's nothing else. And then sometimes I'm Mrs. Knee-Jerk, and he's like, no, it's sort of like this and like that. And all of a sudden he gets his college professor hat on. I'm like, who the fuck are you? You never know.
That's great. Listen, Joe's not a stereotype, which is why Joe is here.
Yes.
I mean, now there are moments when he's very stereotypical.
Yes.
And it gives me free range to mock. It's like, really? Is this the talking points? But then there's other times where Joe will have a different take that nobody thought of, and it's like, I don't know if I agree with it, but that's certainly a different way to look at it.
Yeah.
So I look forward. Well, that's, you know, why I called the show Politics Done Right, Left, and Center.
Because you never know.
Exactly. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. So we'll give us a little creamsicle cat update.
Oh, okay. Well, Super Kitty was lying on my...
Super Kitty?
Is he
fighting crime now?
Yes. Oh, actually, he needs to wear the little cape to cover up the area where they shaved to do the surgery. So he decided he's going
to
go with it.
You could have just taken him to
a salon
for that.
Well, you know what?
They give Brazilians to pussies all the time.
Yeah, you know they do.
I know.
This was a shoddy, shoddy job.
Yeah?
Yeah, he kind of looks like...
Patchy?
Yeah, we're going to call him Patches now.
Oh, poor cat, 13 years old, finally changes his name. He's coming out.
He's just got a big rectangle gone from his fur.
It'll grow back.
I know it will. It's very strange to pet him on the fur area and then touch his little naked body.
No, you can't touch the skin. That's gross.
No, it's cool.
That's gross.
No, it's cool.
Cats are meant to have fur. And don't tell me about those furless cats. They're fucking freaks.
They're so much warmer where the fur isn't.
Yeah, they are.
You know, you can feel that little hot body, and it's like, he's got a little hot body.
Dude, does.
I know, isn't that creepy? Okay. No, but he's very good. He's still resting, and he's still kind of like slow going. But he's surprising us. He's doing things like he usually only eats dry food, and he's going over and like licking the juice off of the wet food that we have out for the other kitty that we have trapped in our bedroom. So it's like the sanatorium.
You gotta go back though a little bit briefly, because last we said the cat was going into surgery.
Is that where we were? No, yeah. I think I told that he came out.
No, you dropped the cat off
last week. No,
you picked him up on. No, yeah. He wasn't home yet on Tuesday.
Oh my God! Oh, okay.
We do the show on Tuesdays.
Is that what happens? See,
most times, yes. Not always.
There's been so much going on.
Right. So I know what's going on.
Right. Right. Okay.
The cat loving audience.
Yes. So our kitty creamsicle had a
kitty creamsicle. That sounds fucking dirty as hell. I'm gonna give you a kitty creamsicle. Nice.
Is that a position or a drink? Or that
boozy or floozy?
Boozy or floozy.
That is definitely a floozy.
Yes, absolutely. He is a male. He's a man whore cat. But actually, he likes to. He likes our other boy, little boy. He gets behind him and he pretends to go at it because they're both been fixed. And little boy just looks confused.
Nobody wants the image of dry humping cats.
Yeah, they do. So anyway, poor Creamsicle.
Poor Creamsicle. You know, the one with the fucker is the bottom.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't seem to mind. He's just like, huh?
I guess this is what prison's like. Okay.
Okay.
This can't leave the house when I'm getting fucked from behind.
He just looks confused, and we go, Creamsicle, stop that. Get off a little boy.
I feel bad for Creamsicle. It might affect Creamsicle's ability to become a Supreme Court justice. So yeah, so it came out about what the president's penis may or may allegedly looks like.
I got like a little sick.
No, don't ruin it. Let's finish Creamsicle.
Okay, well, let Creamsicle finish. The last they heard, Creamsicle's dry humping little boy.
And really, after that, the show should go off the air.
I know.
So finish your gay cat love story.
You know what? I think that he's just experimenting. And
he's 13. It's now's the time.
You know what? People come out. Look at Meredith Baxter Burney. How many husbands did she go through? And then she said, oh, I'm a lesbian. You know, so people experiment later,
maybe,
you know.
She
and
was the problem.
Well, she wasn't a problem. She was gay.
No, she's the problem. She's going through fucking men.
Yeah, she's going through men going, not that one. That doesn't fit right. This is just perfect.
Do you have something with batteries that I can dispose of instead? Because this one doesn't have batteries and it's attached to a man.
Ew!
Gross.
Ew. So, Creamsicle normally is going around the house. We call it mowing little boy. And
mowing?
Mowing. Like, just like, getting behind him and mowing.
Like homoing.
Yeah, kind of. So mowing.
Are you gender shaming your cat?
No, we just think that
maybe he identifies as a female cat. Did you ever think about that?
No, I think that he's just a gay male cat. But little boy does not seem to be like part of the circumstances or a willing partner, shall we say?
Cat rape.
He just stands there, and looks confused, and he looks around like, "Help me! I don't want to do this." So, anyway, so Creamsicle had, for those who didn't hear, he had a pulmonary carcinoma. What was that?
You two cats mowing.
Which one of the cats is talking?
That's what it sounds like in the Helix household.
It does. This
the cat's just going around mowing each other. I didn't think AIDS cat got AIDS.
I you know what? He got it before mowing. He got to us, but this is the house of mowing.
The house of mowing.
Yes, it is.
The house of mow.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
how
dare I make light of this hard-hitting story?
That's okay. I mean, this is the news. So he had a tumor on his lung, and, the prognosis was terrible if we didn't give him surgery, so...
What was the bill? Did we get the final tally of the bill?
Oh, God. Well, Mr. Helix paid, like, $3,000, and then I got another bill for $4,800, so it's like...
Wow!
Yeah, it's a big one.
Now, was that before or after tip?
Did you tip
your surgeon?
Yeah, we have not calculated the tip. I'm trying to decide.
You got an $8,000 gay half a cat.
We haven't figured out the tip. Oh, we're not going to talk about the Trump story yet.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
You have an $8,000 fucking alley cat.
We do.
All right.
But we love him.
You're very nice people.
We love him
you
so much.
You did the right thing, and he loves other cat boys.
Yes, he does.
So.
Well, right now he's separated from his beloved because he's not supposed to have a lot of activity.
Fucking dry humping the blanket.
I know. Oh God, no! Just little boy.
So it was $8,000. Terrible prognosis.
Well, they said, you know, he has a couple months if you leave it be because it's just going to get bigger and he won't be able to breathe really after a little while.
Sounds like a painful death.
And yeah, and so uncomfortable and so awful.
It's
so,
like that time I did a really fat chick.
Yeah, you know the breathing problems.
I can't expand my lungs.
The stifling.
It seemed like a good idea 6 beers in.
Now I feel like I'm underwater.
Or as Newsy would say, slap the thigh and ride the wave in. But I digress.
Oh my God! I think a sea creature has caught me.
I did do a girl. I mean, listen, she was big.
How big was she?
Yeah, she had a pretty face. This is in college.
Okay.
She had a pretty face. Sorority girl, whatnot. We she's a nice girl. But I do remember...
A little roomy?
What?
A little roomy?
No, her vagina was fine.
No, it's from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, is it?
but little I roomy around the hips.
I do remember my back hurting afterwards. No, I'm not kidding. Like, I remember complaining of a sore back. Not to her. Not to her, because that's disrespectful.
No.
No, I was a gentleman and I just never slept with her again. But but no, I remember complaining to my roommate, who also had an affinity for the heifers at the time. And this was my roommate's girlfriend's, I say, little sorority sister. You know how you pledge?
Yes. So this not was, so little.
Right. Well, it's all figurative, really. But, so, but I
we're talking about her figure.
Yeah, but I remember going, yeah, my back hurts. The amazing thing was, though, here's I was in such good shape in college. Don't look at me like that.
No, 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 no. All of a sudden, I'm sorry. It had nothing to do with what you're saying at the moment. All of a sudden, I realized that I couldn't picture what position you guys were in. And then I thought about asking, and then I thought, do I want to know? I don't really want to know.
Down there, Stormy.
Yeah, I really don't want to know.
I was in such good shape in college that I had a twin size bed that I could sleep side by side with a bigger woman.
Wow!
And a twin size. That's how good. Now it's like, get the fuck away. Now I need my room. I need to spread out. But a twin size bed.
Yeah, you know what? I believe that.
I knew not the luxury of a king.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God! Yeah.
Somehow. But we were talking about your cat.
We were. Somehow it always gets around to other pussy.
Let's be honest. Cat cancer stories are not that entertaining with a little fucking divergent sidetrack here and there.
True.
So I apologize, but I'm helping.
That's okay. So anyway, our cancer kitty had surgery, got the thing removed. He has this little Franken kitty scar with
did they get all the tumor?
They didn't get everything. It was someplace where the branches of the bronchi, I guess, start, and it was
bronchi rob. Yeah, a lot of people eat that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not Italian, so I never got a taste for it. But somehow the tumor was like in a spot that was inaccessible, so without the possibility of probably puncturing his lung. So
a cat can't live with one lung.
I guess it could, but it's probably bad because he's got an enlarged heart too. So it was like, yeah, they're not going to do that. So they left a little bit in. They just couldn't get everything. But the type, once
for that money, I'd be like, you get your fucking ass back in
there. Get back in there and you scrape it.
I'm not paying for you to go back again.
Get some paint thinner. Get the rest of that. I don't know. I was watching people like varnish furniture online, and it stuck in my head.
Okay.
Zip strip. So for the, cat tumors. And I heard back from him about the biopsy, and it was like not the worst case scenario, because at first he was saying, and Mr. Helix and I looked at each other like, what the fuck? He was saying, well, if you don't take it out, it could be like a couple of months. And we're like, well, how about, what's this prognosis if we do take it out? Well, it could be a couple months. Then why are we doing this?
No, it's terrible.
You know, so they're like, no, but if you leave it there.
To fund my college, get my kids' college education.
That's why I know.
That's why we're doing this.
My kid needs braces. And I was like, why are we doing this? And I'm like, well, no, that's the worst case scenario. That he has the tumor out and it's not the worst, then you could probably get a couple good years, you know? So I'm like, Wertha, you had asked me, what would I consider a success? I'm like, if we had another year out of him, like a healthy year, mm-hmm. I would figure that we had done a good thing.
Well, if he gets 2 years,
it would be.
Then he's a 15-year-old cat and go, all right.
That's good. We got more time.
Right. Like, once he hits a 13, you're already past kind of middle age for cats anyway.
Yeah.
So he's already had a good run. But you don't think of that, like, because it's your pet. You want him to live as much as possible. But, I mean, 15 years old, it's going to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Maybe you go, you know what? He was comfortable for 2 years. It was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just like, so you're telling me right now all he's got is uncomfortable life until, soon death?
If he's just going to be uncomfortable, it's like, no, fuck it.
Yeah, no. If they were just like, this is going to be brutal and he's just going to live uncomfortably for a little while.
This thing's going to keep on growing is what they think.
It'll probably grow back, but it's not necessarily going to be like this super growing thing.
So why couldn't they do the surgery again?
I don't know that they couldn't. I guess we'll just have to deal with that when we get there.
Although once a cat starts to get to like 15, it's especially with an enlarged heart, you really start to worry about putting them under.
Exactly.
But you know what? You cherish the couple years you get with the cat. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed. But we feel like we did the right thing.
Tell you one thing: this fucking cat drops dead tomorrow, you're gonna be fucking pissed.
Oh, I want my money back.
I laid out. I laid out five large for an extra month that wasn't so fantastic. Bullshit.
No, when he came home and he was rubbing his little head against us, and he sleeps on our chest, totally worth it.
There you go. Good.
You know, so we did. We feel like we did the right thing.
There you go.
So he's you know, slowly getting better, and our kitty's home and loved, and he'll be okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
So concludes this edition of Pippin a Pussy.
Now back to my twat. Yeah.
We're going to go to your ass. That's what's given us so much entertainment over the years.
Actually, yes. It is quite the astounding amount of treasure trove. Yes.
Well, we're very happy for your cat.
Thank you.
So, do we talk about the Trump penis thing?
Don't we talk about the Trump penis thing?
Do we do this without Joe? I guess we could do it without Joe.
Yeah, I think we have to talk about this. Now,
because, you know, Joe would just make it all about Hillary's penis. And I really don't have the stomach for that.
Because I don't want to barf on the
You know,
the
Joe would, you know, I don't care what he says, still bigger than Hillary's cock. You know, I'm not entertaining that. Not here, not on my show.
I don't want to hear about her dick.
Again.
Again. Yeah, no.
So this is what Stormy Daniels, now, not a fan of the president.
No. Oh, no, she's not.
They have some bad blood.
Yes. What is going on with the light flickering thing?
One of the lights is
going
to blow out soon.
Oh, my God. It looks like they're executing somebody upstairs.
I'm not saying they're not. So Stormy Daniels slept with the president on that fateful night.
I don't think anybody slept.
And now here's the interesting thing. This is very interesting because he denied it.
Yeah,
he
did.
For a long time. I guess all the time you could go, well, maybe Melania believes it.
That it didn't happen?
Maybe Melania believes her husband.
Right.
Thinks all these women are lying.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's that stupid.
I don't either.
But you could make that argument if you wanted to believe. However, the descriptions of this man's presidential penis wasn't presidential at the time. It was presidential penis in training at the time.
Right, it was. How was it training?
Training.
Up, down, training. Up, down.
There you it's so specific.
Yes.
That if Melania did believe the president, it's going to be a long fucking night. Because it's
very specific, and all she has to do is roll over and...
No, I don't think she has to roll. I think she knows.
Well, she already knows. Of course she knows.
So she said... It was, first of all, she said while she's having sex with him, she hated herself.
Yes, she was annoyed.
Now, here's the thing. Now, before I get into this, about the specifics of his presence, I was thinking about this. You know, as a man, you think, well, it'll be great, because this is just the way we think, if I nail a porn star or
right.
a stripper. I don't know why we think that, because everybody gets to, but we think...
Yeah, it's not that much of a commodity. It's a commodity, but it's an easy to get commodity.
It's like famous pussy in our mind, in our level. So that's when we're like, I got it. At the same time, I think a good amount of us, and I would certainly fall into that category, would also have the insecurity that I am being judged against these guys who have baby arms for schlongs.
Absolutely.
So that would be my insecurity.
I wouldn't even go near that because I'd be thinking about that.
Right, and you're a girl and you don't like other girls. But
well, I mean, but if I was with a guy who had been with, you know, like Hugh Hefner, I'm not going to even like, I mean, he's dead, so ew. But I mean, like, I wouldn't, if I found him remotest bit attractive, I wouldn't go near him because I would be thinking, he's thinking about all that big boobed, perfect shape Playboy pussy.
No, I think I would just be concerned that they would be comparing.
Yes!
Now, they say, you know, when you're in love with, oh, you know, it's different, I'm in love. But mm-hmm. this was a one-night stand that the two of them had.
Yeah. This is all about physicality at this point.
Now, I would say the president's very insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way he... Because if you're not insecure, you're not constantly punching down.
Right.
You just let the people below you talk their shit because you know what's going on.
Right.
You got bigger, more important things to focus on.
Yeah.
This guy's not that guy.
Oh, no. He gets tweeting right away if somebody hurts his feelings.
Plus, he talked about his penis.
Yes.
When he was campaigning. I assure you everything's good there. You know.
It's like, why do we have to know?
Yeah, we had a presidential debate that involved the candidates' penises.
By the way, during this conversation, I'm looking across the basement, and there is this giant, it looks like one of those...
Like roll out like aches and pains and muscles.
Oh, it looks like one of those swimmy noodles,
but it's a
really... I know, but it's a really fat swim noodle. It's fatter and shorter than a swim noodle.
It's a girthy noodle.
Like if you doubled it up.
Like when you work out, you use it to like stretch out like your back or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, all of a sudden I realize we're talking about penis, and it's like, ta-da! Double girth short swim noodle.
So, Donald has gotten some A-list tang in his day.
Yes, he has.
And they don't usually talk about it.
I would imagine not.
The Stormy's not that.
No! She's not a discreet girl.
So we don't know if this is true.
She's used to doing it with the cameras on, so why wouldn't she describe what people have not been there to visualize for themselves?
Just, you know, he's made her life a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
She's made his life a living hell. Mm-hmm. I had the joke. I don't know if I ever did it on stage. I said, you know, Stormy Daniels is a liar. She says she fucked Donald Trump once. That's bullshit. She keeps on fucking him.
Good point.
You know, so.
I mean, you got to ask both of them, was that 3 minutes worth it?
Well, she didn't describe the length of time.
No.
But she did describe, first, she's like, I'm hating myself because I'm getting fucked by this guy with, her word, Yeti hair.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I can only assume that meant au naturel. Or
yeah, I'm thinking that means there was not a lot of manscaping going on.
Do you think it had to do with, do you think like he, do you think he like dyes that too, blonde, platinum blonde?
I didn't infer anything like, I said infer. I didn't, I didn't think anything about the color. I just pictured a lot and unruly.
Yeah.
Because that's what you figure a Yeti's fur looks like.
It's kind of an interesting description. Yeti fur. And she said it was small. Not freakishly small.
No.
Not Hitler micropenis small.
I was singing that over the weekend.
Were you about Hitler's micropenis?
Yes.
I don't know why.
I don't. I'm not sure why it came up, but I was singing it to my friend.
Okay. So, not freakishly small. But small.
Yes.
You know that's going to piss the president off.
Oh, God. Well, what man wouldn't be upset?
Now, what I want, though, is all the Trump trolls to go, no, oh, it's you. Because, you know, they stick up for him like he's their fucking boyfriend.
I know.
It's like, you can't say anything. Some of these people, you can't say anything.
It's like, okay, dude, and next you're going to be mowing little boy.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's not the biggest cock ever. It's huge. He told us so.
I know. It's like, and you'll follow the... your big cock leader into the fire? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Kneel before the big cock.
Oh, God.
Don't kneel. Stand like he is. So that's got to hurt.
I don't think can hurt. Listen, it's so small.
That, you know, you didn't say it's freakishly small.
No.
There we go. All right.
Okay, hold on 1 second. When I'm talking to Joe's girl in the chat, and we're talking about the tech issues we're having here. Meanwhile, we had just been talking about Trump's not freakishly small, but still small penis. And you
allegedly.
And you sit over there and go, oh, it just fell out again. We're having trouble with the equipment. We're having a ball here.
So is Miss Daniels.
Oh, my God.
So, now, in the president's defense.
Yes.
Which is not often a position I take.
I know. I'm like, well, I'm going to feel your forehead. I think you're feverish.
In the president's defense. I mean, she's getting plowed by guys like 8, 10, 12. You know, what is she? You know. So, her opinion on what the average penis is might be a little skewed. The average penis in the United States, I believe from the games we've played, was like 5 inches?
Yeah, about that.
About 5 inches.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that's normal. And the thing is, she's dealing with things that are sort of...
Twice that.
Yeah, well, like a fire truck ladder, you know? Like, she's dealing with that. And so she would think, like, even normal is like, pah, you know? So I doubt that...
Then again, if she really wanted to be a bitch, she could have said it was freakishly small.
Oh, she could have been. She could have done that.
She could have.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could say because she didn't say that, maybe she's being honest.
Yeah, but you know what? It goes either way.
And it's just such a thing that would, well, for, you know, I'll be honest, it would annoy any man. I was going to say it would annoy Donald Trump. It would annoy any man.
Any man, to be called small?
But you know it really annoys Donald Trump.
Oh, of course it does.
I'd be annoyed. I'd be like, you fucking bitch, give me another shot. Let's go!
What are you going to do? Get bigger?
And I said, and I posted on Facebook and go, I'm concerned about the president. Maybe somebody kidnapped him. He hasn't refuted Daniel's claim and said that she is a really tremendously huge vajayjay.
That's what I was expecting.
How could she tell? It's like a two-car garage in there. I tried to hit the sides. It's quicker to get to Mars than to get to the sides of heaven. So I went for Uranus. Thank you.
Thank you, I'll be here all week.
I have writers, too.
Just Girl said, if she had said he had a big, hairy, ugly mole on it, that would be worse. I don't know.
No.
I don't think
no.
so.
No, size, Joe's
size.
Girl. Size.
Size. Yes.
Size. Now, this is where it gets worse, Joe's Girl.
Yes.
I'm taking it Joe's Girl has not heard this story.
I don't think so.
All right. This is where Melania would have to go. Donald?
Yeah.
Put down the Twitter machine, Donald. We need to have a conversation.
The Twitter machine.
The Twitter machine.
I like that.
Stop your thumbs, Donald.
That's what he called her.
Baron, go to your room.
Yeah.
No, no, not that room. Your other room.
Yeah. No, the other one down the hall.
He said that the head of his penis. Now, this is very specific. Shaped like a mushroom from Mario Go-Kart. Wow. Quite the wordsmith, that.
Yeah, very evocative.
Like, she said it's disformed and he knows it. But I would think that would actually be like a pleasurable feature.
Because
I would think you could use the ridge from underneath the head to the shaft that, you know, you might...
I guess, but I'm like, just picturing this made me go...
Yeah, it's not... You know, here's the problem. Unless you're like Channing Tatum or Blake Lively... If you're just an average person, nobody wants to picture you naked but your loved ones.
Yeah, really.
That's the thing. So, like, you know, like even your supporters, like the New York Post is a big Donald Trump supporter. They usually got his back.
Yeah.
You know. They're like, even they'll like write cringy things. Like, oh, you didn't want to, she went there. You didn't want to picture that. It's like, you gotta go, really? After all the scoops I give you guys, really?
I know, but they've got his back, but they don't want to know about his front.
I guess.
Oh, because just... You know what? You don't want to. If you are dealing with somebody out in the world, in the workplace, and whatever, you don't want to picture them naked.
That's the problem about being average or below.
I
hope to get to the point where everybody wants to picture me naked. I don't think I'll ever achieve it, and I think the chances of that diminish as I get older.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens for all of us.
Yes, but I'm not pleased.
You know.
I'm not pleased at all.
No,
but I don't want to be
getting older sucks.
But
let me tell
you, cringeworthy. But I'm sure to many folks, I'm cringeworthy, and quite frankly, it's hurtful. People, it is hurtful.
Of course, Dave's with us.
Hey, Dave.
He joined just at the right time. Dave, I'm talking about penis.
We're talking about the president's junk.
And he's like, oh, great, here I am.
This is perfect timing. Yeah. But in my defense, Stormy Daniels brought it up, not me.
Yes, she did.
I mean, listen, I don't blame her for doing it because what she's been through with him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's made her life hell.
But it's a really shitty thing to do.
It's such a low blow. If you're going to... we can't help ourselves. It's just, you know, he just can't... Oh, he can't catch a break with that this particular person.
But you know, here's
he doesn't deserve a
here's
break.
Here's where I don't feel bad. Because remember when the accusations came out when he was running for president?
Yes.
And one of the women who is his fucking age...
Yes.
Is his age... had the story, which is in the 70s.
Yeah.
Had the story where he groped her on the plane.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, in front of his sycophants, I could tell you, she wouldn't be my first choice. I'll tell you that. It's like, dude, she's a woman your age. And this is a story from the 80s.
Right. Yeah.
So what you're telling me means nothing. But, like, he went there.
Yeah, no.
He talked Ted Cruz's wife.
Right. No, he's cruel about women
and their
appearances.
Carly Fiorina's face.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. So,
how many times did he rake her through the mud?
Yeah, so, he this is a guy that does pick on women's
appearances all the time.
So, on that end, you know, what comes around goes around. So, I don't feel that bad for him. It's like, you know what, dude? You've been an asshole. I was going to say a dick, but... you know, you've been a douche to a lot of women based on their looks, thinking you're all that. And you're not tubby.
No. He is tubby.
Yes.
But he's not... he's not... No, he's nothing to look at. Even when he was younger, those little pursed lips, it's like,
millions makes you look better.
No.
If I had enough money, you'd want to picture me naked, I promise you.
I'm already doing it now.
I'm sorry. It's going to be hard to continue this show. See, now you're...
I'm very distracted.
There's the laughing. She pictured me naked. She's so hurtful.
Sorry.
Is that a mushroom in your pants, or are you just playing Mario Go-Kart?
Is that a big, black, hairy mole?
So, yeah. So that's... That's probably the most we've ever learned about any president's junk. So for those of you who want to see his tax returns, go fuck yourself, because you know more about this president's manhood than you know about any other president, and enough has been revealed. So
I really, really didn't need to know any of this.
But now you do.
I would so prefer tax returns.
He's like, not going to show you my taxes, but Stormy's going to tell you all about the presidential penis. We'll call it even.
Now, what do you do at night when you're the wife or the spouse of a person who has been publicly outed again and again and again?
Case?
Yeah.
Spend his money.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, listen, she's...
She's so done with him.
From what the reports, some say they're a loving couple, some say they have separate... I don't know. She's obviously very focused on her son.
Yeah.
So, she focuses on her son. She thanks her living stars that Donald gave her a child.
Yeah.
So she loves her son, and, you know, whatever. But like I was saying, you know, if she was believing, which I don't think she was, and if
that's a true account, he's got some splaining to do.
And here's the thing: if it wasn't true, I just feel like the president would send us all a dick pic. Like,
that we haven't gotten one yet
is stunning.
Is just because all of a sudden, as soon as that came out, members in the White House, ran to his location and jumped on him and tackled him and took his phone away so that he couldn't send the world a dick pic.
I just feel like at any moment now, because this is still breaking news, Hannity might get the exclusive on Donald Trump's dick. I feel like that's going to be on Hannity tonight.
Let me tell you, if Opie and Anthony was still a thing, they'd have it.
Well,
you know, they got the wiener pick.
And then we had Anthony on the wiener, yes. But this is even a better dick to get.
Yeah, this is a big get.
But Anthony would have won. Well, he might. I mean, Anthony's a right-wing guy, but the story's a story, so.
Yeah.
Anthony likes some headlines, so he'd probably go for that as well.
I am getting fresh off the presses. I'm getting news that Joe will be here in 5.
Well, that would mean Joe would be here when he said he'd be here.
Yeah, so this would be good.
I like how Joe says he's racing up here like a maniac, but he has time to fucking text with his girlfriend.
Because he's texting and racing like a maniac at the same time.
Stay off the roads, people.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
He's not so hot. He's not so hot when he's not texting. But thank you for the update, Joe's girl.
Yes.
Or Dave. Maybe Dave knows. I don't know.
No, Dave doesn't know. Joe's girl was the one who he's not texting. He called. Okay, that's better. Because at least he's keeping his eyes on the road.
Yeah, but
they
now
like
he's distracting
that.
Our listeners. What the fuck?
Yeah,
he's not helping the show. He's helping the show. He'd be here.
He's helping himself. He's talking to his girl.
That does me no good.
Oh, Dave said he better be on hands-free. Of course he is, Dave.
Don't worry, Dave's retired. He can't do shit.
No, yes, he's hands... Oh, Joe's girl says yes, he's hands-free. Oh.
Just a mouth, Joe's girl. Well, thank you. Thank you.
We'll be here all the next couple hours.
Unfortunately. So there was that. That was not on the show prep.
No, but it was too remarkable that... What is the line now? We're talking about people's genitalia.
Yeah, but he brought that into... He did that. Trump did that during the campaign.
Yes, he did. He did.
The line was 2 years ago.
Oh, I know. We've crossed it. We've jumped over it. We buried the line. That was my phone. Sorry. I've left the sound on so I could play with the sound... the Halloween soundboard, which was just so much fun, and I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I walk around the house with it, and... Mr. Hillix is not amused.
Nobody would be.
No one would be.
Take your cans of cat and scram, woman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where we are. That's the state of politics. We'll do more political stuff later on. So should I tell you guys about... What should I talk about? Should I talk about the Jets game? White water rafting? I have the most disappointing moments by musicians. So I have an interesting concert story. Not a story, but a conversation. But that might be better for after I see Rat.
Oh, okay. Because it goes hand in hand with that?
No, I just have a feeling it will.
Okay.
I'll let you marinate on it. We won't talk about it now.
All right.
I'll let you marinate. I was thinking about the most disappointing moments in concerts that you've seen when you're really looking forward to it.
Yes.
So I thought that would be an interesting, because we like talking about, we all go to concerts.
Yeah.
And we, you know.
Still dragging my sorry ass into arenas and complaining about the people talking. Yep.
That's your thing.
That's my thing.
So marinate on that.
Okay.
I think that'll be a good topic.
All right. I'm stewing in these concert
juices.
With
Joe, it'll be like the time his keyboard didn't work or the amp, but I'm not talking about performances. I'm talking about shows you've seen. And
yeah.
Seen enough shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can marinate on that. So I went to my first Jets game in a couple of years.
Oh, okay. Was it fun?
Well, yeah. I'll get to it. I'm just going to find a little Jets thing. Here we go. Just to get people to move. Played it last week. Say, I got everybody in the mood with a little Jets chant. Now, I hadn't gone in the past couple of years because, quite frankly, they weren't good.
Right. Well, yeah.
And it's expensive. And I'm usually not around early in the season and the past few years. And then, you know, by the time the end of the season, the middle of the season's coming around, they're fully entrenched in suctitude.
Oh, yeah. They're like marinated in it until they're pickled.
Yeah. But my friend was telling the ticket, so I made an offer to go with her. And they had the big win, which we talked about briefly, the previous Monday night. So I wanted to see our rookie quarterback, and the ticket included breakfast inside one of the stadium clubs.
Nice.
Yeah, a little breakfast, a little night. Now, like, breakfast is 9:30.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, but game's at 1.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of time to linger.
Yeah, but then they have you in there stuck and feasting on their fare.
Yeah. The breakfast was good.
Oh, good.
I will say I had the best waffles I've ever had. I'm not a waffle guy.
No, you pretty much stick on topic. Oh, wait. waffles are sincerely just a conveyance for butter and syrup.
And whipped cream.
Bother with whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Butter and syrup.
No.
Yes, maple syrup. Yes.
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, I... No.
This might have to be a great debate of absurdity.
I think it will.
That's how wrong you are.
How to eat certain foods. Yes, that would be a great debate.
That would be a good, great debate. So yes. We'll ask Joe Crick before we do the great debate. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Waffles. Whipped cream or no whipped cream?
I would take whipped cream.
Say, all right, well, this will be a great debate of absurdity.
Yeah,
we're clearly wrong.
No, no, you guys are wrong. Absolutely wrong.
We shall return to this.
I had to think about that. And the reason why is I'm like, because I'm really being conscious of what I eat now that my, you know, with the diabetes. So I'm like, as a diabetic or in general?
I don't give a shit about your health. Talking about in general. Like if you were healthy like a 20-year-old.
And whipped cream, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have that conversation. Yeah. But we'll save the big arguments for later on in the show when we do all the political nonsense.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But yeah, Pip is wrong.
Gloves are off.
So that's the first time. Joe's right, Pip is wrong.
No whipped cream, huh?
Maple syrup.
It doesn't have to be either. You're ridiculous.
Oh, no. It's got to be butter and maple syrup.
Back to me. Yeah. Damn good waffles at MetLife Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, at the Jet game. Because I went there for breakfast.
I saw all the pitches, and you met a couple of the Jets stars. How'd you get in?
I told them I knew you.
Next topic.
I know Blue Hawk.
He hopped the fence.
Here's his call.
It's a little weak, but
that sounds like yeah, that sounds like no. Uh-oh.
That's when I'm changing, I go in the wrong room. stupid Blue Hawk.
Well, better you see them naked than you see Donald Trump naked, as it were. But anyway.
Dave says hi. He's in our chat.
Hey!
Anyway, so what happened, when you're a season ticket holder, my friend's a season ticket holder, they you earn crew points for all these experiences. Mm-hmm. That's why a couple years ago, went on the field, I held the flag.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the breakfast. And then the club, you get to meet some of the players.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to meet, you'll remember these guys, Wesley Walker.
I saw that, yeah, when I saw it, I forgot it right now, but I remember it when I saw it on the post. I'm like, oh, cool, really cool.
Wesley Walker, Freeman McNeil.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice guys. Those were Jets from the 80s. I remembered them. I took a picture with the two gentlemen.
I saw that. I didn't know who they were, but I liked it on Facebook.
He's hanging out with African-Americans. Something's up.
I like that.
He's being liberal.
I'll support them. I'll fight for them. I won't be with them.
look at that.
Just look at them. Any minute, they're all going to kneel.
Damn it.
This is pre-Neil.
I don't think if they knelt now, I don't think they can get up. You'd have to help
him. Joe's like, it's even in his name.
Here you go, Wesley. Help me up.
Joe's like, no, it's in his name. It's Freeman McNeil. Help me support him.
He has to.
I'm kneeling good. I'll help you. Come on.
Thought you were Freeman McStand, but Freeman McNeil, I think not, sir.
Freeman
no.
McStand. That would have been it. I'm Freeman McNeil. I'm Freeman McStand.
I'm a patriot.
I'm a patriot.
Oh, well, we don't like you. Fuck the Patriots.
I'm, a So, I'm a patriot. I just have arthritis.
So I posted a picture. I go, hey, between us, no Super Bowls.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really appreciated that.
Well, I didn't say it to them.
I know, because they would smash you like a whack-a-mole.
Stupid.
Yes. He'd be a mush on the floor.
So they signed my little football cards.
Cute.
That's what I was going for.
Oh, sorry.
and my friend gave a football. So he goes, oh, how adorable.
Look at him getting signatures.
Waffles and signatures. Yay!
It's like a Make-A-Wish kid.
His worst wishes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My head's not shaved. I'm fine.
Isn't that funny?
So my friend works at a school, and the Jets do an anti-bullying thing, and her school participates in it.
Oh,
so
good.
She tells them about that, and they give her a bunch of autographs for the kids and everything.
Wow,
which is really nice.
That was really nice.
So then my friend is friends with Bruce Harper, who was a Jet from the late 70s and very early 80s. I don't remember him.
I don't remember him either.
No,
I wouldn't have a clue if he was brand new. Right. He could be the most popular Jet, and I'd still look at you like, her?
Jet McCat, that you fucking know.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Exactly. But he was a kick returner and everything. But my friend is friends with Bruce Harper and everything. So we go up there. He's signing someplace else, go up there. She waits at the end of the line. Everybody get their autographs. She wants to chit-chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
I get an autograph, say my friend raves about you. And then I tell my friend, I'm going to go down. I want to see kickoff. So I go down, and she's supposed to come right down. She doesn't come right down. She can't sit outside often because she's very sun sensitive now. Mm-hmm. She had a heat stroke. Now she's very sun sensitive.
Right. Oh man!
So I'm watching
the
game for a while. And I check my messages, and I check my messages. He goes, "Oh, are there any seats by you?" I go, "Yeah, there's a bunch of seats." So we're coming down. All right, we'll come right down. I'm like, "Who is we? Who is coming? Who have you?"
She says, "Put your plug in, Davin."
All right. So we go to meet Bruce Harper.
Right.
And my friend is friends with him. So she waits at the end of the line because she's going to chit-chat with him for a while. I go down to sit to the seats. I don't want to miss kickoff.
Yeah.
So I check my messages later on. Like, oh, are there seats by us? Because it's been a while. I'm like, yeah. It's like, all right, well, we're coming right out to see you. I'm like, who the fuck is we? Who is we?
And did she bring somebody for you?
Exactly. Yeah. I want to get late, too.
You better have a friend.
Because that card that you got signed will work in the divorce.
I keep Freeman McNeil, you get Wesley Walker. That's how it works. We'll cut Bruce Harper in half.
They're funny.
I caught him with little boy.
So she's coming out with Bruce Harper.
Wow.
So now I'm sitting there watching a game with Bruce Harper. He goes, oh, finally I can talk. I can sit and watch a game with somebody who knows football. I go, my friend knows football.
Yeah.
I go, she knows some. I go, she knows enough that she knows she hates the Giants. she likes the Jets and she loves Dallas. Those are her two teams.
Oh, boy, okay.
Exactly. So how cool is this? I'm talking with a former Jet watching the game and everything. So I ask, I go, you know, what do you think about the hitting rules and everything? Because he got hit a lot. He was a running back or kick returner. He's like, you know, I miss it. He's like, he likes it. Back in when they played, when you could pretty much kill each other on the field.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you would just like lead with your head and like spear people. And he's,
but why did? Oh, because he liked just the action of it, or
yeah, that's the game he grew up with, and they don't do that anymore. It's a completely different game.
Yeah, because they don't want to have like the nursing home for all of the dementia patients that used to be in the NFL.
Yeah. Well.
So this was a very pleasant experience. Now here's where things get a little weird.
Uh oh.
So a couple of years ago, I talked about on the show, I was out in the field, and I got to hold the flag, you know, when the big flag before the game that for the whole stadium.
Oh, okay.
I talked about it on the show. You didn't listen, but that's fine.
No, I probably tuned that part out because it was about football. But go ahead.
It was about my experience.
Oh, then it's very interesting.
Talk
go
about
ahead.
Waffle. She's interested. Talk about a flag. No, that's not a patriot. The flag is unfurled. You got the military leading the national anthem. I take the picture right beforehand. I go we are, and I post the picture and I go, we're all one team, America. Nice little patriotic thing.
Yeah.
Not partisan.
Nope.
I'm not picking on anybody's president, anybody's senator, anybody's former candidate, not talking about pussy hats, not talking about pussy grabbing, just a thing about America.
All I heard about that was pussy.
Well, because getting cash. Get a lot of likes on it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, your fans, your friends, the fucking Trump sycophants. Not blaming you for this, but you just happen to be like that team. Not, I'm not
you
blaming
like that team.
No, I'm not blaming.
I look something like, what the hell did I do? No, I probably click like.
No, you didn't. I don't think you even did that. But you're not the blame. They See, that's what we're all saying. We all have to support the president. I'm like, oh, and then like another one goes, I'm glad we have a strong president. I go, you goddamn sycophants.
Yes. Yeah,
I go,
it.
He's not your boyfriend. We're not even talking. He's like, one goes, well, you just do anything to post something anti-Trump. I posted an American flag. It had nothing to do with Trump.
How did they turn that around?
I think
they can't help themselves.
No, I think, and I'm not. It's just the circumstance. You post day in and day out everything about Trump.
He doesn't give me a choice.
He posts about himself.
If he would shut the fuck up, I wouldn't have to.
But I'm just saying, day in and day out, you post stuff about Trump.
This wasn't about Trump. I posted about other shit too.
I understand that, but I'm not saying that you shouldn't or you're wrong to do it or whatever, but. Basically, you post that, and then you're going to get some people that are sick and tired of hearing you, or you're driving people nuts, and you post the flag, and they're going to just assume that it's about anti-Trump. That's just my take on it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying
they're retarded.
That you're wrong.
And you know what? And I'll tell you how you're wrong about what you said. I know people think I always post negative shit about Trump. A couple of weeks ago, I actually posted a positive story about Trump.
Right.
And said, oh, I go, oh, here's a story about Trump and Nazis. That's good. Because what we do is we extradite Nazis. There was one remaining Nazi.
Right. That they found out in, what was it, Brooklyn? Or
Yeah, one of the boroughs.
Queens or something, yeah.
And we've been trying to get Germany to take him for years.
Yeah.
And paperwork. And Trump was like, Trump apparently made this a priority. Because this guy's in his 90s. Trump is like, no way this guy is dying in America. We are getting him over. Like, Trump made it a big priority.
Yeah, that was good.
Right. It was a positive story about Trump. I posted a positive comment. I posted the story. I think it was in the failing New York Times that had it covered.
Yes.
So I didn't know if it was fake news or not. I know
it's like, you got to admit it. Nobody gives nicknames to stuff. Failing New York
Times. You
should
hear what he says about you.
No, that's Reddit. They
you
already
hear what Stormy has to say about him. Yeti hair.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But still, I don't think that. Like I said, observation of that. You don't know if I'm wrong. There could be
Not one person liked it. Not one person commented on it. Pro-Trump shit gets no traction on my page. Not the first time I've posted Trump.
You're letting people down.
I must have missed that comment.
No, I've posted
Facebook
a couple times. Probably when we got the Korean hostages back.
Oh, okay.
Joey doesn't give me a lot to make me happy.
But the funny thing, like I said, and once again, it doesn't bother me. That's what I expect from you. You know, Trump, day in and day out, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump
he doesn't
that.
Shut up!
Trump, but what I'm saying is, if you post something positive, and you're like, well, because they're so, you've conditioned them to so much.
So then my point is correct. They're little sycophant Pavlovian dogs. They can't fucking process. They just have to go, bro, Trump, he's my boyfriend, he's my boyfriend. He's got the biggest dick. Shut up, Stormy.
I don't think that he can process because they're just going through everything. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Right, they're not on my intellectual level. And I'm saying this with complete sincerity. They cannot process what is presented in front of them. They must go to their gut instinct on how to react. They don't then these are the same people who go, you'll never post anything positive about Trump. When he does shit, I post positive about it. He just doesn't happen to do a lot of shit I like. I'm sorry. He did something I thought was kind of cool with the, you know, an accomplishment. Got this Nazi out of here. Pro-Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody comments on that. And then I post something about America and unity, and these motherfuckers have to make it about Trump.
And it's like, no. Trumps have died.
It wasn't about kneeling. It was just a goddamn American flag.
When did you post that? This weekend?
I posted Sunday at the game.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw
that. Are you not studying my feed as well as you should be, Joe?
I don't recall seeing that. I remember seeing the Wesley Walker picture and stuff like that.
You'll have to go back to my page.
I guess I will,
You can give it the proper appropriate like. No, but one of them was Walt. It's like you can't even help yourself. Because to Walt...
You want
to
know something? I think I did see the post because I know I saw Walt... Because you posted something and then Walt like went around. I'm like, wow, give him a chance.
No, but because what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
It derailed.
No, because with some of these guys, well, no, with Walt, because I've talked to Walt. Walt only started following politics with Trump. He said that to me.
Wow.
Which means me, which is why I tell him, I go, you're uninformed and you're uneducated. Your opinion means nothing to me. But because if you only started paying attention to politics 2 years ago, and then you cry about how everybody's picking on Donald Trump, you haven't been paying attention. That's what our politics has been pile on the rabbit with every guy who's president. No matter, you know, when it was Obama.
Oh, well, you couldn't touch Obama, though. Obama was
Teflon. Trust me, the racist shit I saw about Obama, and they were worried about the color suit he was wearing. They worried about Michelle's sleeves. We would kill for a day like that. If that's
oh my
what
God,
we worried.
Yeah.
Like if we could worry about such minutia. And before that, it was W. And before that, it was Bill Clinton. So when you say I only started paying attention with Trump, then I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, really? Where have you been?
But to him, it's like, well, you should just support the guy that's in charge. That's not how this country runs.
No.
This country is always about the dissent.
You respect the office.
Yeah, sure.
But you no, not yeah, sure. You respect the office, but you have to question as well.
Yeah, but no.
Yes.
It is hard to respect the office when you don't know if the person in charge respects the office. By that, there's certain norms that we've established for 240 years.
And so, but actually, some of the norms that he's gone against the norms. He said he was going to go against the norms.
Oh, he most certainly.
You know,
did.
We're getting what we voted for. And that's a lot what I voted for.
In some ways you are. And so I don't want to get all into it now. In some ways you most certainly are.
Yeah.
In some way, listen, even Trump supporters are like, enough with the tweets. But you voted for it, so you're getting more of that.
Oh yeah, well sometimes with the with the tweets. I mean like the
sometimes with the tweets.
I was speaking with Joe's girl. I mean like I vote for him, I support him. When it comes time for solemn shit, he has a problem with that.
We're talking about one of the
yeah.
Pip and I were talking before you got here, because that's how we start the show now, that we didn't know what your take was going to be on some of this stuff, and we looked forward to your take on some of this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. You said that on the air last week. Solemn shit is not his strength.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But that's part of the gig, though.
But it is, but like I said, he told
me. Reagan, I went through it before, Reagan with the space shuttle. Was on point with it?
Yes.
I don't remember if George Bush Sr. had anything, but you had Bill Clinton with Oklahoma. You had with the Oklahoma bombing.
Yeah.
George W. Bush with 9/11. You had President Obama with both the Dallas shooting of the police officers and the Charleston, South Carolina church massacre.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Obama had a lot of those solemn moments for a lot of school shootings and everything. But, you know, so it's always been, you know, a left-right thing. The president, no matter the party, knew he had to get in front of the camera and rise to the occasion. And since Reagan, sure, it happened before Reagan, too, we've had that history and that tradition where they know what to say because the nation – he's America's daddy. That's what the president is.
Pretty much.
And we turn our lonely eyes to the president's daddy, and he says the right thing. And this guy ain't giving you that. So, which
no soft cuddly.
So, talk about breaking the norms.
Well, the way he handled McCain's death was just, I mean.
He hasn't handled any of these well.
Yeah.
He's 0 for everything. He's not getting better. But again, that's one of the things you voted for. You wanted somebody who wasn't normal.
Yep.
Got that. But anyway, all right. So what's going on with you?
I think I'm going to die.
Well, you are eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Let me tell you something. I think that the medical profession's helping me with this. I have to go
see. How much do I tip them?
Well, funny. So the deal is, my doctor saw my blood sugar levels a couple of weeks ago, and said I want you to go see an endocrinologist. And what they do is they take a look at your thyroid, all this stuff, and they work with you to get your blood sugar levels down.
Right.
So I called. The one he recommended, and then there's a problem with their phone system. I call a couple times, and then I call like this other number, and I go, yeah, I'm looking for Dr. So. Well, this is Dr. So and So's office. I go, I'm trying to get in touch with this doctor. So she goes, well, let me see if I can try to connect you. I'm on hold for 4 minutes. She gets back from, we can't get in touch with her, and I'm like, all right, this is the doctor my doctor recommended. Now my friend Lenore recommended this other endocrinologist, and this one actually lives closer to where I live.
Okay.
Highly recommended. I read up on him and stuff like that. So I write my doctor and I go, look, I would like to try this doctor. Yeah, that's fine. So that's good. You can call him. I call them up, and this is going back last Thursday. I go, yes, I'd like to see if I can make an appointment with Dr. So-and-so. The doctor is not accepting new patients until January or February. I go to her, I'll be.
You're just going to have to die.
I told her, I'll be dead by then. So I called.
Did you literally say that?
Yeah, I said I'll be dead by then. Click.
Is that what they said? They said clicker.
No, I said I'll be dead by then, and I hung up.
You know, yeah. I get why they have to do that, because you know what?
They
have to take care of the patients they have.
Yeah, but you want to know something? This isn't the hair salon, you know?
Well, you wouldn't call that.
You know, it's not, I understand, but it's not like, you know, a friend recommended Linda, and Linda's not taking, you know, new, you know, customers, you know? So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So
how about just like... say, you know, how urgent is it? I can recommend somebody. Doesn't they have friends?
Joe didn't really give the receptionist the chance to do the recommendation.
No, not really.
The conversation was pretty much over.
At least on your end it was.
Yeah,
your life is pretty much over, according to you.
My friend Lenore, and she goes, how did you make out? And I go...
with my tongue.
Oh, good. Good. Pro tip.
It's like doing a show by the retard bus.
Yeah.
Are you new?
Yeah.
We'll do the serious shit in the third part. Yeah, fucking settle down.
We'll be fighting and threatening each other in no time.
Exactly.
Shut up, Steve.
We can make fun of your health.
Hysterical. So anyway, I speak to my friend Lenore. She goes, well, didn't you drop my boyfriend's name? I go, who is he, Sinatra? What is he going to do, swing brother? No.
My boyfriend's name.
He'd get you a better table.
No, he's a good patient. Well, it turns out.
He's a good patient. He goes in there all the time. He's got all sorts of ailments.
He's going to die like you. So anyway. So then she goes, I spoke to him, said, why don't you have your doctor speak to him and tell that doctor that your AC1 is very high, it's 10, and you need to get in there right away.
Right.
So I go, okay. So meanwhile, when you used to go to the doctor's office, there used to be a receptionist there. You knew her, Madge. All right? You go, hi, Mr. Curry, how are you?
She's from the 70s and she's selling Bounty paper towels?
Yes. So you
you're
going
soaking in it.
Yes.
Soaking it.
So I always would be like, "What the fuck? I could have done this at home."
I know. And why did you just voluntarily put your
hand? Washing my hair with
like
bitch?
Green. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's palm olive.
Palm
yes.
olive.
Oh, that's what they would say.
Yes. You're soaking in it.
You're soaking in it.
I said Bounty. I feel like she did Bounty too.
She. You know what? There was another thing where they put a bowl of water and they put a Bounty and somebody was dipping it up and down.
Joe, we'll get to your dying in a minute.
Do you normally exercise like that? You get a bowl of water and you put it on paper towels and you lift. You do lifts.
That's how I work out.
I knew.
That's how I got this physique.
Only half a Bounty.
If Joe would lift from paper towels, he'd be in much better health.
Exactly. I like brawny.
So there's no receptionist.
No receptionist. So the one my doctor recommended.
What, do they have a machine?
Yeah, everything's mechanical. So, like I said, this is the way. You used to go to the doctor's office, and Madge was there. Hi, Mr. Curry, how are you? I go, here's the situation. Well, the doctor's seeing, but I'll talk to the doctor, and I will have him give you a call.
Right.
No. Not anymore.
Now they have a service.
You
though.
Go to yeah, a service. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Called hell.
It's called hell. So I call
Hal.
Yeah, so you Hal, right. So you call up the automated system and it's like you leave a message and you know what? I get a better chance of hearing back from Santa Claus than I do when you leave a message.
Well, you're Santa Claus, of course.
I understand. I talk to myself.
I'm sorry, Mr. Curry. So, we can't do that.
Right. So what I do is I write in detail, because basically, and now this Madge is gone. Yeah, you go into the reception area of the new thing, and you got all these millennials, and they're all diverse. It looks like you walked into a Gap ad.
I got to tell you, when I've been to a doctor, well, except when the doctor's his own receptionist, other than him, there's usually receptionists there and nurses.
Yeah,
there.
Still.
I
not
know,
your place.
But you walk in, and you see these people at the behind the desk.
Yeah.
All these millennials and stuff like that don't know what death is, and he could give a shit less about it.
But they know what science and computers are, so it might be a help, stupid.
So anyway, I go in, and I write down exactly what I want done.
Like right. Your car is being serviced.
Yeah.
I would like you to jump up and down on my pancreas until it
right.
cries
I hear
for
a
mercy.
Funny noise when I bend down.
So I walk in, and I go, hi, could you help me? Yeah, and your name is? And I go, Joe Curry, and I explain the whole story. I go, look.
Did you mention Lenore's boyfriend?
No, this is a different place.
Well, I still would have dropped Lenore's boyfriend's name.
I would have just said it on, you know, on SOP.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah. Right, so I explain the situation, and I go, well, did you tell the doctor that it was serious? No, he doesn't want to hear it from me. You need my doctor to call that. See, I wrote it here.
Yeah.
Here's the number, too.
He wrote a little flow chart.
You're the doctor. Call. Here's right. a picture of a phone. That guy.
And what's your name? It's right there.
I don't understand why people don't want to help you. You seem so nice and polite.
And now what number can we get back to you at? It's right there. It's all here.
I'm with it.
Here.
Why do they make you fill this crap out
here.
If they're not going to read it?
Here. So do me a favor. Take what I wrote and give it to the doctor. And they just make sure you read it to him. He sees that verbatim. And if he can call. And nothing. So... That was on Friday.
I was like, I'm hoping the guy back there with a scalpel can read.
So I'm Friday goes by, the weekend goes by. I don't want to call and leave a message. I go by there yesterday.
Now you're stalking him.
No, I go, hi, yes. I don't know, well, because
driving by, the light's home, I wonder if the doctor's in.
But come back to me, I love you.
I was in the parking lot holding a boombox. Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm dying, dying? Excuse us while we make light of your health.
Right, so, but based, no, it's he's right down the road for the day program, so I can go during lunch. So I go, yeah, did the doctor see the note? Oh, Jasmine said that he got the note. Okay, great.
You have a Jasmine?
Yeah, that's her name that
she
I gave the
original.
That's what she said. My name is Jasmine.
You
of
can't have an ugly Jasmine.
She's an all right looking Jasmine.
It can happen.
All right, if Joe's girl wasn't listening, was she an attractive Jasmine?
Eh, not my type.
Ethnic?
Could be.
All right. Could be. There we go. There we go. Do I know my man or what?
It's not racism. I'm not attracted to that type of woman.
Okay.
I'm not trying to fuck you. Don't blame me.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So anyway, I go, hi. I go, I left the note. Oh, Jasmine said that you dropped the note off. Yeah, that's nice. I go, I don't know if the endocrinologist is getting back to my doctor. Could you have the doctor call me and just let me know what's going on?
Yeah. Or you could call your doctor and ask if he got back to you. Seems
because if you call my doctor, you go through the voicemail system. You can't get directly to him. You have to go through their voicemail system.
He has to go through the HAL 2000.
I have to go through the...
Do you think maybe they just want you dead?
Yeah, yes.
But he'll call on a cell phone from his cell, but you can't return a call on a cell phone.
Right.
He gives you the number to call, so it's back to the... So I have to go there. I go, could you have him please
If you think
me?
You're dying soon,
it's like calling press your pager one. Back in the day. You got to beep him back.
If you're a doctor and you think your patient's dying soon, press 2.
Yeah. So then I go back and this was yesterday. Could he please call me this afternoon? Nothing today. Nothing yesterday. So I don't
Why
know.
Why don't you just go to a new doctor?
I've had this guy for years. He's very good.
I can see
once you get in. It's like going to see a show. You got to go through a lot of bullshit before you get in. Once you get in, it's all right.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. I mean, comics are supposed to make you laugh, and doctors are supposed to make you healthy. If they're not even taking the calls, maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, their billing service is supposed to make you cry.
Yeah, they know where to find you when it's time to pay the fucking
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a part of that he, as soon as he went, like I said, he used to have his own little independent office, and 3 years ago he went to Northwell, and there's nothing well about them. You know, it's just that you go, you go in there, and it's everything is automated. I don't want to talk, I want a fucking human being on the phone.
But you got to understand, though, they're dealing with people like you. So, I mean, so if you could avoid people like you, you would come up with a machine to do that,
Look,
too.
Look, I didn't come in there like a cave. I was actually...
Just dragging some rod behind
them. Me no feel good. tummy bad.
Eating a pterodactyl wing as he fucking...
Just taking a big bone and smashing on the counter.
Me want feel good.
No.
Me no feel good. Tummy bad. Medicine good.
Feel like fire, if invented yet.
Say ah!
I don't know why they don't get back to me.
Yeah. I've left etchings on the wall.
Maybe that's why. You're going to the office. You draw on the Highlights magazine, you asshole, not on the wall. Yeah,
right. What's this picture of a bison supposed to represent?
I don't have Highlights magazine anymore.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they still do.
Of course they do.
Why'd you draw this picture of a bison, Mr. Curry? What does that have to do with your problem? Did you eat the whole bison? Is that why your A1C is so high?
What are you going to do? Are you going to wait him out till you die? I mean, there's got to be a plan B.
Plan B is getting back to them tomorrow. What choice do I get? I just can't go, you know.
Yeah, but you just want to know if they had a copy. You're at the stage where you just need to know if they spoke. You're not even getting
it's
anywhere.
Like, dude, what a fucking agent. You know, could you just let me know what's going on?
A1C. You're not calling me. You're killing me.
I should send my fucking avails to him. Yeah.
I didn't know where she was going, but
she got there.
It's really high A1C.
Yeah, but it's like a little choo-choo train. Look at that little fucking dance. Just chugging along through the bit. Good for her.
Baby, you hate me, doc. Do, do, do.
Funny. All right, we'll give you that one.
So it'll be Joe's last act. you're going to have to move on to another doctor. Somebody who's willing to tolerate you.
He tolerates me.
But they're not healing you.
Yeah.
A doctor that doesn't heal you is like a comic that doesn't make you laugh. Kind of useless.
Yeah.
You got to find a doctor. You got to
get on the phone, first of all.
You got to find another specialist.
The thing about it is that, I know, but I need my doctor's help.
No, you can just walk. No, you look at what's covered by insurance. You walk into the specialist, go, here's what my doctor told me. And then here's his number. You can call for my files. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
You can meet with a doctor without your doctor. You can actually find doctors online. Look at their ratings. You can see how many stars they got. Do you? I just did this shit with my mother. It's fucking old people. You're old.
I mean, you're not too far behind, motherfucker.
I know how to find a doctor, asshole.
You're going to need to.
Please. You'll be dead before the show ends.
Stop trying to make friends.
Dude.
Finally, my ticket out.
Nobody leaves until Joe dies.
Dave suggests that you sent the doctor a dick pic. I might get his call back.
He's not that type of doctor, Dave.
He's grabbed my dick before.
Dave has?
No, the doctor.
Yeah, let's hope Dave hasn't.
I'll tell you what. Now I'm really happy that Dave only gave me PBA cards now that I fucking know what he's walking around with.
Funny.
Now you're just happy that he called in if that's what's going on.
Next time you get pulled over, show him my dick pic. They'll know who he is.
Cock in a badge.
I understand I was...
cock in a badge? What did you say?
I understand I was speeding your officer, but you know, I'm really in a rush. Perhaps Dave's dick pic will help?
Okay, let me get back on the radio. Call.
License, registration, dick pic.
I'd really prefer people...
I'm just going to give you a warning, because he sure has.
Attention all units, I'm looking at one.
Yeah.
That would just fucking great.
Look at this. You got the right to remain silent.
I'll give you something to be quiet about.
Is Dave handing out his nightstick again? Huddle
That's
huddle
right. I gave out the Miranda law, and I'm going to be giving her the law with this baby here.
You look like a lonely gal officer. How about this, Dick? Yeah. We're just trying to make friends. All right, see you in court. I'm sorry.
Right.
Dave, your dick pic didn't get me out of the ticket. Can you help?
And funny, I was going through the penal system.
Can you imagine that? You have to call. I'd call Dave. Yeah, I gave her the dick pic. She said it wasn't a flattering shot, so I'm going to have to go to court. I tried, though. I appreciate your help.
Oh, my
That's
God.
It's hysterical.
But yeah, I'll give you the same advice I gave my mother. You got to find another doctor. You can't dick around with this shit.
I understand that.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but you keep on trying. He don't want to see you, this guy.
Yeah, he does. He does. I think he's waiting for the other doctor to get back. But I wish he would.
That's
just
not
call.
How it works, though. You don't have to wait. You don't. It's not a. It's not a club. You don't have to submit to get in. You just show up. You make an appointment.
You don't have to submit to get in. Never mind. Sorry, I went someplace else. Yeah, I know.
No, you just show up and they schedule you for an appointment.
Yeah.
Now you happen to have one that was very busy. That's fine. You can't wait around for this guy.
Right.
But now the second one, plan B, to be dicking, well, did you talk to my doctor? No, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. You make the appointment. You go in, he'll ask who's your primary physician. Mm-hmm. You give him the name. Perhaps I know you. He actually recommended you. Go, this is what he said. You can call him after we meet. And you go from there.
Yeah.
You know, stop dicking around. Make the appointment already or die. Those are your options.
Or send him somebody else's dick pic.
Send him the president's. We all know what it looks like now.
We sure do.
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Very quickly. Stormy Daniels described his penis.
Uh-huh.
Hair like a Yeti. Smaller than average, though. Not freakishly small. And a mushroom on a mushroom head that looks like Mario Kart. Would you care to defend your man, or should we just move on?
That's fine. I don't want to fuck him. I just wanted to run the country.
I wasn't telling you like you had an option to fuck him.
Yeah.
It's good to know. Good to know that you don't want to fuck the president. Yeah.
Okay.
But would you fuck him if the country depended on it?
No.
Really?
Really?
We're all going to die, and he's a president you like, and you won't take one for the team?
No.
How dare you fucking criticize these guys for not kneeling, and you won't even fucking save the country? How fucking dare you? You're not a patriot. You take one for the team, mister.
Yeah, if they can only...
whatever the fucking name is, they're going to nuke us. They're going to nuke us unless you take it in the rear from the president of the United States. And it's not like you have much longer to live anyway. How fucking dare you?
Yeah, look, you can give.
I'm going to go out with the president's hands on my shoulder.
No! You're going to save a nation. You're going to save a grateful nation. That's what you're going to do.
You can serve.
Well, I don't know. It's up to Little Kim to decide.
To Little Kim? Oh, she's a horse. She'll take it any which way.
Kim.
Oh, that one. All right.
No, I mean, that's what he says. Like, you know, he's going to call, well, through a translator, he's going to tell Donald, because I don't think he's going to. Because, listen, we have nuclear weapons. They're pointed at you. If you don't fuck Joe Curry immediately, he's outside. He thinks this is the doctor's office. That's why he's outside waiting for you. He's in the parking lot. Just tell him you're a doctor. He'll think it's part of the procedure. If you don't fuck Joe Curry immediately, we're blowing up the country. Whole East Coast is gone. It's up to you.
The guy with the giant bone that's smashing on the gate, and I'm not talking about his penis.
Oh, it's funny.
So you could say, I'm not even asking to fuck Obama. I know your predilections. I know what you like and don't like in a man.
Yeah.
A man who you respect?
It's the Yeti fur.
So I'm supposed to have gay anal sex with the President of the United States to save the world.
By the way, isolate all of that.
Oh, yeah.
A little background music for this discussion.
This is the best. Joey, your ass is tremendous.
Thank you, Mr. President.
People were saying you weren't very good in bed. Liars, fake news. You're the president. Play with the balls for your president.
So, yes.
And when you pay me up, I'll just keep the fucking money. I could use the cash.
But we don't need another. I assure you, Mr. President, we don't need a non-disclosure. I shan't be telling anyone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you're blabbing about this.
So, yeah. So to save the nation. A nation that you love. You call yourself a patriot. To save the nation, you got to take one for the team, my friend.
Really? So I'm going to be in the history books.
No, nobody's going to write this. Nobody's going to write this. Nobody's going to know about you, but you, the president, and little Kim. And the president's a liar, so nobody believes him anyway. So they're going to believe you that it never happened. You're not known as a liar.
You're going to be taking a smaller than average one.
Exactly.
So it's not like
Stormy
it's
Daniels.
It's not like it's a huge
wrong, and you can hate yourself the way she hated herself. But you'll save a nation. She was just being a hoorah. You're being a patriot, a hero.
Yes.
this will only be unsealed 50 years from now when you're long gone. Because you're going to get to the doctor's office.
You have to unseal, and then later we'll unseal.
Yes. Will you hail to the chief?
I don't know. We'll have to stay tuned.
No, I'll tell you what. I do not want to hear you complaining about athletes taking a fucking knee anymore.
They're not getting boned in the ass.
No, they're taking a knee. They're not bothering anybody.
Maybe.
What is it? 325 million people's lives depend on it, and you can't take 3 minutes of a slight discomfort. How dare you?
All right, I'll take it in the ass for the country.
I say that, by the way. You're a patriot, Joe.
Thank you.
I respect your predilection for gay sex. I as a fellow American, I appreciate your sacrifice, and I might say you might enjoy it.
My cat has a predilection for gay sex, and so I love my cat. So now I love you too.
Now let's up the ante.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you missed it. I'm not going to go back. Let's up the ante. What happens if it's Obama?
No.
Really? So $325 million?
He fucked me for 8 years. He's had his chance.
So what's one more time?
Well, now Joe's girl is finding this fascinating talk.
This will be lovely dinner conversation.
Yeah, have fun right home. Yeah.
By the way, the answer is yes. I will fuck. I will have gay sex to save the nation. The answer is yes.
Well, with the president. Not just anybody.
That hobo. Right there.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Look me in the head. No, sorry, hobo.
I don't know if he really knows the leader.
The country's going to blow up now. No,
now I'm going to blow you.
I'm going to get my drawers down. Look me in the head.
You thought about this.
Yeah. You know, the joke goes, he says you only do it for the president. But it's like, okay, we've already established what you are. Now we're just haggling over the price.
Exactly.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Joe's a team player. He's going to take one in the ass for the team.
Thank you, Joe.
But I got to tell you, that type of haggling, you know, half the East Coast is already gone.
Oh,
now,
yeah, I know. But
we're just saving the West Coast now because you couldn't.
Oh, fuck the West Coast.
Wow, really?
Really? Really?
I'm sorry, our California listeners.
No, sorry, no.
You don't like wine?
I'm sorry. The North, East Coast is gone. Then, what's the point?
He just
save half the nation, Joe. That's the point.
Just like crack it off at the Mississippi and done.
Now he's going to tell me after I say I'll take it in the ass to say that, oh, the West Coast is gone now. You're going to have to go down to Florida. That's still around, because who would wants that fucking place?
Yeah, nobody's going to go. Nobody's nice. Going there.
First, Joe alienated a country, England, which yeah. which which we had to leave. And now Joe's going to alienate parts of this nation. Quite the spokesperson you are. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I learned is Joe will take it in the ass for America.
That's right.
Joe's a patriot.
That's right.
Bacaw.
Bacaw, Joe.
Bacaw.
Thank you for your anal service.
Bacaw indeed, my
Thank
friend.
You for servicing the president and serving your nation. We appreciate it.
Thank you
now,
for your service.
Now, let me ask you this. So you agree to the deed. It's happened. Would you prefer that nobody knows that this ever happened?
Yes.
Or would you prefer to be looked upon as a hero? So you have saved the nation. You are an honored man with a sore ass and walking funny, yeah. perhaps.
Welcome to my world.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to this one. Would you prefer to be celebrated? Because you will be celebrated.
No, I want to be an unsung hero.
Never know?
With a stretched out asshole.
So you saved the country and nobody will ever know of your heroics?
That's right.
Because you're anti-gay?
No, because I just want to keep under the covers of that.
Now, if you had let me ask you a question.
Do you know? I didn't realize I was cuddling.
Let me ask you a question. You have to bang a 10 female to save the country. Mm-hmm. Picture the hottest girl you like.
Right.
You keep Joe's girl's out of the country, so she doesn't know what's going on.
Where is she? Why is she out of the country?
Because she's going on vacation. She's had enough of
Why would she go on vacation when there's war looming?
No,
she
doesn't know. She's SEAL Team 6. She's off saving the country
special
in
ops.
Another special ops.
Yeah, she's a patriot, too. Everybody's a fucking patriot. Anyway. So
she received the proper training to be in SEAL Team 6?
That's up to you. I'm not part of your relationship.
Well, you started it. You read the scenario.
Well,
you got to train the girl.
We'll worry about Joe's girl another time.
But I love her.
Joe's
girl has
about her. I'll fucking deal with her.
She has the training. She's the best.
She's got a chat room.
Yes, I know she can do things on her
Dave wants to know if that's SEAL Team 6.
Right, so very funny. Yeah. I know Joe's girl can be discreet. I don't worry about things getting out. Okay? So nothing to say? Anyway, I go on. You fucking went down the road, stupid.
No, you didn't. You dragged me down it.
I didn't know.
I was apprehended like you were driving a van. Want some candy?
Well, now you're in the van. The only way to escape is to answer these
and
questions.
And no fucking candy.
Yeah. Say what that got you, diabetes boy. Don't go after the candy.
Here's the thing. You got a bang. You got a bang. A 10. A female 10.
Thank God.
To save the country.
Yes.
You'll do it immediately.
Ben,
yes.
A 10.
Do you want people to know?
A female 10.
Or do you still want to be an unsung hero?
I'll be an unsung hero.
Really?
Really?
We've talked about this before. There's no point in banging hot chicks if you can't brag about it.
Really?
You might as well bag ugly chicks. They're a lot easier to retain.
I'm a patriot. That's different.
So you wouldn't tell anybody?
No.
Huh.
No.
Look at him being discreet and all.
I think you're just saying that because Joe's girl's listening.
No.
I don't believe
I'm a patriot.
Well, you were about to let half the country die, so I don't know how patriotic you are.
Before we even went into the fantastical SEAL Team 6 and everything, Joe's girl, when he was being asked, would you bang a 10? She's like, of course he would! And we're like, oh, now she says, ha, so long, Curry! Oops. Davinston wrecking relationships one by
one.
Well,
it is Wrecking Ball Radio. Yeah, well, I said it. She wasn't listening. You got to pretend. For the sake of this ridiculousness.
Yes.
There is no Joe's girl.
Just pretend.
She died in the first assault.
No! Why are you killing her?
You should have banged the president sooner. It's your own fault. Long Island had to go.
And
that's where he's liked in this state. So fucking shame on you, mister.
You dropped the ball.
If you would have done it sooner, then Joe's girl would be alive. Yeah. Drop the ball.
See what you
killed
did.
Killed your chick because you wouldn't let the president bang you in the head. And your side of the country is gone because of you, stupid.
Yeah, now you understand what we were talking
and
about.
And you can't even go home because it's in embers.
This is not like the most bizarre porno I've ever written.
All right, well, at least we know when push comes to shove.
The push, so to speak.
He'll take the shove.
You're a patriot. God bless you, Joe Carter.
That's right. America.
A little too much wrangling, though, for my liking.
I know.
He's willing to let us all die. He doesn't love any of us.
Just no.
Fucking die because he can't have 3 minutes of this slight discomfort.
Because he's a little coquette, you know? He has to save his innocence.
Innocence.
Yeah.
Please. Let the president come on your thigh and call it a night, all right?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Joe. It's been a pleasure.
You're Pleasure's welcome, been all mine.
You're welcome, Mr. President.
Your legs are much more supple than Hannity's.
I perform. I feel you're like a member of the cabinet. I'm there to perform for the pleasure of the president.
and it's an honor and a privilege to serve.
And to service.
Yes. You're a good, you're a fine patriot, Joe.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. Don't look so distraught. He looks like he just had the experience. Like he's taking a rape kit. It's like rape bath. Well, Joe, it's odd that these allegations would come out now that the president sexually assaulted
you. That's funny.
Dave has said, bestowed upon you the Congressional Medal of Sodomy.
Thank you. Thank you, officer.
You wear it well.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Good for you. You're a hero. What a lovely conversation that was.
I know.
I'm glad we had it.
Great show opener, Joe.
Open, close, whatever the president wants.
No, open.
Open?
Wide open.
Wide open.
That's what he asked for.
If only Joe could have seen the doctor, none of this would have happened. Joe would still have his anal innocence if the doctor would just take a call.
Anal innocence.
Let's see how this started. Joe, what's new with you? I explained my episode with the doctor. All of a sudden, I'm getting fucked in the ass by the president because the East Coast is gone and I got to save the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And right about now was when you burst up, sitting up in bed, sweating and panting. Oh, my God. Worst dream ever. Worst dream ever.
No, I think he's looking by his cell phone and go, did the president call?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he call?
He tweeted me.
Is that what we're calling it?
Simply the best. That's
thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks for last night.
You're his favorite. Imagine that the president's just like smuggling fans in.
He sent them two emojis of two spoons.
Joe, I've been feeling down. The fake news has been so mean to me.
Oh, you poor thing.
The
Ms.
Democrats
president.
Are trying to screw me over. Joe, just blow me like you mean it. Joe, love me like only you can.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be 3 minutes or less.
Less.
How come your pubic hair is parted to one side?
How come the curtains don't match the drapes?
Yeah, right. Funny.
Like, if you told me that story, my question to you would be, does he spray tan his cock and balls?
I bet he does.
Oh, wow.
I bet he puts like a little patch
that,
over
that got you?
Yeah.
That got
Joe, Joe getting after
me,
was fine.
After me getting porked in the ass by the president.
It didn't bother me.
To say that, yeah. Apparently,
she was actually in favor
fucking
of it.
Sprayed his balls with orange paint or whatever. What's that?
Varnish.
Please, I was touching myself during this whole story.
Now
well, that's up. Disgusting you.
None of this has been pleasant.
None of this has been good for anybody.
I'm glad we made Joe a fine American, even if we had to do it through the ass. You'll have stuff to talk to about with Joe's girl on the ride home.
Joe,
you're welcome.
About your ass, I can give you a name of a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Fisher specialist.
And they know her.
Yeah.
The Fisher King.
All right.
You can drop my name because I dropped my drawers there, so there you go.
We're going to take a break now. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Detective Dave. We're going to talk about some policey things. We're going to do some scamming scammers.
You telling me? You telling the audience?
I'm telling you both. And them. I'm telling everybody.
That's well, don't make it sound like a lecture. Yeah. Don't scold us all.
Well, I was trying to get there, and you guys kept on yammering.
All right. Do it tease properly.
Play with the balls? What do you want? Do a tease properly. What do you mean?
Yes.
Make it exciting. Maybe keep people coming back.
We're
going
to talk to Detective Dave.
There you go. Detective Dave.
We're
going to
talk about a KKK-loving policeman.
Yeah.
And another one with a tattoo.
See?
And
don't go nowhere.
Common sense talk about it with Detective Dave.
That's right.
On the break, we got new music from Thomas Auton with Stay and Ali Jaco with Follow My Heart. Thomas Auton with Stay and Ali Jaco with Follow My Heart. And you can learn more about both them at Deuce.com. Plenty more nonsense. Don't go anywhere.